pal, kiddo.
Seconds? How can you eat that stuff?
It's got vitamins and junk.
Save some room, Jeff. I have eggs coming.
Oh, that's okay. Just line them up here. Gotta stoke up my energy today. Hey, what's this? They've gone and changed it on me. Mom.
What?
They used to tell you to eat this stuff for energy. Now it says eat it and you'll lose weight.
Well, let me see.
Oh, get it away from me. I don't want to get any skinnier.
Maybe I'll try some. What does it taste like?
Acorns.
Mary, why do you want to go on a diet?
Mother, all the girls are.
I'll sue them. I probably lost all kinds of ground eating that junk. Mom, do you think Dad'll be home in time for the game?
I don't know. I imagine so. But when he gets here, don't pester. He's apt to be tired.
Yeah, I know. He's always tired.
Well, you'd be tired, too, if you were hauled out of bed at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, well, other guys' fathers make it to the game. Dad just doesn't take an interest, that's all.
Jeff, that's not fair.
Well, how about Moose's father? He's busy, but he finds time.
Well, what does Moose's father do?
He owns Yakme Boiler Company. They make boilers. Now, he's a busy guy, but on weekends you don't catch him thinking about boilers. No, sir, he's down there in that field coaching and rooting for us. He even bought us our uniforms.
So I noticed.
Boy, he sure is some guy, that Mr. Edwards. You know what he does when he comes home at night? The first thing he does, he takes Moose out and warms him up before dinner.
Imagine, warmed up Moose for dinner.
Funny. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If we win this game today, I'm personally going to give Mr. Edwards a lot of the credit. Because he really takes an interest. He's even going to go on the trip with us.
What trip?
Mom, I told you. The team that wins today gets sent to Springfield to play the winner there.
Oh, yes, you did mention it.
Mention it? That's what it's all about.
That's what I was wondering. What's it all about?
Good boy, this family. It's like I didn't even belong to it. I could be Yogi Berra and you'd say, who's he?
Who is he? You're tired.
How can I be tired at 10 o'clock in the morning? But I am.
You've been up since 5. Let me get you some coffee.
I'd love it.
Hey, Dad, why don't you take a nap? Then maybe you'd feel
more...
Well, all I was going to say is, why doesn't Dad take the rest of the day off? I mean, no kidding, it's Saturday.
I wish I could. Say, why aren't you out there in the field?
Oh, I'm going. I'm just waiting for Moose.
Ah.
His dad's picking us all up, taking us down for practice. He takes Saturdays off.
Mm-hmm. Say, tell me something. How did Moose come to be called Moose?
Well, you can't call a guy Elroy, for Pete's sake. Even if his dad does. I mean, his dad's used to it, probably, because that's his name. Hey, they're here.
Hi, Mr. Edwards. Moose,
hey, come on in a sec. Mr. Edwards.
Well, young fella, raring to go.
Oh, you said it.
That's the stuff. I want to see you met out there in the double today.
Oh, Dad, have you met Mr. Edwards?
Oh, I don't know that we've actually met. How do you do?
Pleasure, Doctor.
Hi, Moose.
Hi.
Elroy, the doctor spoke to you.
Oh, I mean Elroy.
I said hi.
Hey, how's your arm, Moosey boy?
Pretty good, I hope.
Yeah, we're counting on you today, boy.
Hello, Moose.
Hi. Oh, darling, this is Mr. Edwards.
How do you do, Mr.
Edwards?
How do you
do?
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you. Don't want to be late for practice.
Oh. Well, I will get my stuff, Mr. Edwards. Just take a sec. Oh, Mom, are my baseball shoes in the closet?
Yes, I polished them for you yesterday.
Polished them? What did I tell you what she said about Yogi Berra?
Fine boy you've got there. Good material.
I hear your boy is quite a pitcher. Is that right, Moose?
We're working on him.
Ah, I see you were a letterman yourself.
Well, actually, I was just the manager of the team. But we have hopes for Elroy here. He'll just lay off those crawlers.
Well, I think it's fine you take such an interest in the boys.
Yes, I feel a little guilty about not being able to contribute more myself.
Oh, I enjoy it. I like getting down there weekends, working out with the boys.
Jeff told us. I think it's wonderful.
You know, when you come right down to it, there's no better way to teach a boy the fundamentals than good, clean competition. Is that right, Doc? After all, that's what he's going to be up against. You got to start right in making a man of him. Teach him to get in there and get right on the ball if he's going to get ahead in the world. After all, life is a ball game. If you want to look at it that way. Right, Doc?
Well, I never thought about it in quite those terms.
I always tell him a fella has to make up his mind whether he wants to sit in the stands and cheer everybody else all his life. Well, get in there himself and compete. Walk off with the honors. Right, Jeff.
Whatever you say. What'd you say?
All right, here's a fellow who knows how to take coaching. Oh, by the way, about this trip, shouldn't be counting our chickens, I suppose, but I've gone ahead and made all the arrangements. They're going to put us up at the Y over there at Springfield, and I'm going along to sort of keep an eye on them.
Well, that's wonderful.
Want to make sure we have the parents' permission, naturally.
Oh, well, I think it would be a marvelous experience for Jeff. Don't you, dear?
Oh, yes, yes. I know Jeff is looking forward to it. And I'm sure Elroy is, too.
Well, I just hope we win this afternoon, that's all.
Hey, what kind of talk is that? Of course we're going to win. Now, you buck up there. Well, we better get off now. We've got to pick up the rest of the team. Nice meeting you, Mrs. Stone.
Nice meeting you, Mr. Edwards.
See you at the game this afternoon, Doctor.
Well, I hope I can make it. Find it a little hard to schedule things these days.
Alex had a call at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, best time of the day, I always say. I'm an early riser myself.
Oh, me too, Mr. Edwards.
Elroy here. Takes a bulldozer to drag him out. He'd sleep half his life away if I let him.
Oh.
All right, come on, men. Let's go now.
Bye.
Hope you can make it, Doctor.
Bye, Mr. Edwards.
Bye. Thanks so much. Thanks for doing so much.
Well, somebody has to do it. Here we go, men.
Alex?
Alex, what?
Alex, I know you're tired, but why don't you go to the game? It'd be good for you. It might even be restful.
Restful? That guy doesn't let anybody rest. Why doesn't he mind his own business? How can a grown man get such a kick out of pushing kids around? How can he spend every waking moment with...
Alex, you're just not a typical father.
All right, I'm not a typical father. I don't know that I'm not a typical... What do you mean I'm not a typical father?
Honey, it would mean so much to Jeff if you went.
Why should it mean so much to him? If he wants to play a game, let him. I'm all for it. But does that mean that I have to get into it?
But every boy needs his father's approval. You know that. As a doctor, if not as a father.
All right. He has my approval.
But he needs to feel it.
Beating down on him, I suppose, like the sun.
To Jeff, you are the son.
Flattery will not do it.
Keep your eye on it, Elroy. Keep your eye on it. Wait for the good pitch. It's up to you now. Don't choke your bat. You hear me, Elroy? Don't choke your... What are you doing? Wake up in there. Wake up.
Wait to put him in here. Come on. One more.
Kid's asleep on his feet. I keep telling him.
Come on, heads up in there now. Heads up, huh?
Hey, that's okay, Moose. You got him worried now, boy. Two, two. Give it a ride.
That's not good.
Hey, come on.
One more. One more. Hey,
heads. Hey, heads up. But you know they're out.
That's okay, Moosey boy. We'll get him next year. Here you go.
All right. Come here.
What have I been telling you all season? Now listen.
Don't worry, Dad.
Who's worrying?
Now you get in there and try to do something, huh? Remember, it all depends on you.
I'll try, Dad.
And also remember you do what I told you. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Play ball!
Okay, son.
Fine, kid. I have to stay on him all the time. Gang, we got him. Let's hold him.
All right, guys, here we go now. This is where we exterminate him. Huh? Talk it up out there. Come on now.
Hoppy, right there.
Baby, give me that
ring-a-ding-ding
right in here.
I'll
be
all right.
All
right,
here
we go.
He's coming and going. Hey, perfect getaway, this boy. Come on, here we go. 1, 2, 3, come on. Yeah. Come on, this guy doesn't know when he's coming or going. Let's go, hey. Okay, about watch out now. Hit it!
Gee! Oh, no, the second. Don't throw behind the runner. They could still lose this. They had it in the bag, but they could lose it.
Well, that's the way it goes. It's baseball, I guess.
All right, Moosey boy, we'll get this guy out. Come on, he's easy.
Come on, wise up in there now, wise up.
All right, Moosey baby, don't worry about that guy in a second now. Come on, got an easy man up here. Come on, let's have one. Hey, hey, come on.
Poppy!
Right in here. Hey,
baby,
come on.
Elroy! Fire! Walk! Run it, Thorne!
Okay, Lucy boy, come on now. Don't worry about him. We got a good one right up here. Come on, let's have one right here. Okay, Lucy boy. Don't worry about it, got no sweat. Right here now. Stop! No! Hold it!
Save! Elroy, come here. Elroy, come here. Time out, up.
Time.
Man on third, and you do a thing like that. What did I tell you?
But, Dad.
I said take no chances. Walk them if you have to.
Dad, I'm trying.
Trying isn't good enough. Why have I been working on you all season? Why do I come down here every Saturday?
Dad, please. Not in front of all the guys.
To see you make a stupid goof like that? Why don't you listen to me?
How can I play any good with you hollering at me? You got me so nervous I can't.
Don't give me any alibis. Look at you. Pull yourself together.
Dad, take me out. Let somebody else pitch.
What are you, a quitter?
Dad, please.
Because if you are, you're no son of mine.
Play ball!
Look at you, disgracing yourself in front of all these people. You want to quit? All right, you quit. But I'm not staying around to watch.
That's okay, Moose. Remember, we're all behind you now. Come on, boy. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Come on.
I'll show him.
I'll show him. Watch out!
No! No! Oh. Dad!
He's okay. He doesn't look okay.
Dad! Dad!
Stand back, fellows. Let me get in there.
Dad, is he okay? Dad? Is he okay?
Give me a hand. Let's get him to my car.
Moose, I keep telling you, it wasn't your fault. Was it, Mom?
Of course not. Could have happened to anyone.
Mom, you think we could phone the hospital?
Hey, there's no need to do that. Your father will call us as soon as there's any news. Moose, wouldn't you like to try to eat something now?
I never meant to hit him.
We know that.
When I threw that ball, I wasn't even thinking about him. Him or the ball game or anything else. I was just thinking I'd like to... What if that kid's not okay?
I'll try to reach Dr. Stone at the hospital. Yes, dear.
Could you do me a favor? Moose and me.
What's that?
Can Moose stay with us just for a few days?
Stay here?
Well, just for a couple of days. He doesn't want to go home.
Well, I'd be glad to have him, but...
Well, he doesn't want to face his dad. He never wants to see his dad again.
Well, Jeff, we can't hide Moose from his family. That's impossible. But... Well, if he'd like to stay for dinner, perhaps.
Dad, is he all right? Is he okay?
Yeah, just a slight concussion, but he's fine. I sent him home.
Oh, thank you. Great, I'll tell Moose. Moose, he's okay.
What's Moose's condition?
Well, he wants to stay here. He doesn't want to go home.
I don't blame him. You should have seen Edwards out there today. I'm in. Is Elroy here?
Yes, Mr. Edwards. He's upstairs.
I thought so.
I'll tell him you're here.
I heard about the accident, Doctor. Is the boy all right? Come into my office, Mr. Edwards. I'd like to talk to you.
I'm not going home. He can't make me.
Moose, don't judge your father too harshly. Because, well, even parents make mistakes sometimes.
Not him. He never made a mistake in his life. Ask him.
Sit down, Mr. Edwards.
What about the boy?
Maybe I should explain that sometimes emergencies drag a doctor into things that he'd rather not be a part of, that are not strictly his business.
Doctor, I asked you a question. The boy, what about him?
In my opinion, the boy's in better shape than your son is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, sometimes an emotional concussion can be, it can have more serious, more lasting effects than a physical one. When you did what you did to Moose out there in the ball field, well, I don't know what you were thinking of, because it sure wasn't Moose. Because you might better have hit him over the head with a ball bat.
Well, maybe I did lose my head a little, but when I saw the darn kid throw the game after I told him
over
and
over... But it was only a game. At least that's all it was to the kids. Why was it so much more to you? What was at stake out there? The ball game or the honor of the Acme Boiler Works?
Ah, listen, Doctor.
Are you trying to make Moose the champ that you never were? Life is a ball game, you say. Well, maybe that's what's wrong with the way we run our lives. Winner take all, loser get lost. But we can't all win. What happens to the losers? Are they just supposed to drop dead? Competition is fine. We can learn a lot from it. But part of that is learning how to lose, isn't it? So we don't just fall apart. You know, when we hear a kid say, my father can beat your father, we think that's pretty childish. But when we say, my kid can beat your kid, how childish is that? Maybe we should all get out of baseball and give the game back to the boys. Maybe we have a lot more to learn about sportsmanship from them than they have from us.
Thanks, Doc. How much do I owe you?
Be $2, please.
You know, we all make mistakes. Always easier to see the other fellas. Not quite as easy to see our own and admit them. That'll be 50 cents extra.
How to square things with Moose. I hope I can.
I think you can.
I think I can. No reason for you to cut me down, son. I've taken my licking. I'm sorry for the way I acted at the ball field. Come on, boy, I said I was sorry.
What's that supposed to do? Is that supposed to wipe out everything?
Oh, wait, son.
When I flubbed out there this afternoon, I was sorry. And all I got was a kick. You never listened. You never thought about me. All you wanted was a winner. You didn't want a son. You practically disowned me out there. You walked off and left me.
I'm not defending what I did, Moose. I was wrong. I've made a lot of mistakes. But I'm saying to you, and I can't be more honest than this, I know how rough I've been on you. Heartless and selfish. But believe me, it was not because I wanted your light to shine on me.
Why then?
Well, as Doc Stone said, I wanted you to be the champ that I never was. All my life, I've been a second-rater. Never made the top in anything. I couldn't stand the thought of my son being nothing better than I.
I don't get it. You've always done all right.
Always just all right. Never the best, never the top. I wanted that more than anything. Understand what I'm trying to say to you, son? Your dad has never been a winner.
I don't get it. You've never said that before.
Well, a father is somehow ashamed of being a common mortal. After a while, he starts believing his own publicity. That's the way it is, Moose. I've leveled with you. There's nothing more to tell you. You want a common, ordinary mortal for a father? Well, goodbye, Mrs. Stone.
Goodbye, Mr. Edwards.
Dr. Edwards, thanks for everything. Well, Moose, should we go home?
Okay.
Hey, Moose, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll have a little pickup game, okay?
Yeah, okay.
How come Mr. Edwards couldn't come right out and say he was wrong?
It's hard for some people.
Hard for everybody.
You know, Dad, you're not so bad, as fathers go.
Uh-huh. Now, why couldn't you come right out and say he's great?
Well, heck, Mom, we gotta live with him.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.